Blog Talk Radio.
Attica. They're playing in
Hello, Art.
Yeah, Art here.
Hey, Philip, man. How you doing?
Doing good, Phil. Doing good. How about yourself?
Not bad. I'm, you know, I talked about last week when that lady said she was going to send me the paperwork.
Yeah.
I got a call yesterday from the city attorney, one of the assistants. And the lady dumped it on her desk, went on vacation. Yeah. So then I talked to this one the other day, and she said, yeah, let me talk to these guys, and I'll get back to you. So I called today, and she said she talked to the one guy, and he said, no, he's not involved anymore. She talked to the other guy, and he said, well, we don't care what he's trying to do. So basically, she sent me a letter telling that they needed more time for the granted extension. When I was talking to her today, she said that those guys are passing it on to the city clerk to look everything up. So we're getting the old rope-a-dope. I asked her. So basically what you're telling me is those guys don't want to get involved again. And I'm up the creek without a paddle. So I said, well, what happened to my property receipt? How can I get my stuff back? She goes, they didn't give you a receipt. I said, no. She said, well, we can see if we can get that sent to you. I said, no, you can't do it now because they should have did it to me that night. Well, I'm not sure. So that's all I got was I'm not sure.
Yep.
The last two words were take care. Bye.
Oh, the kiss off, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I guess the fun's going to start now.
Well, you taking legal action on this one?
Yes, I am.
Sounds like the way to go.
Then I guess they started doing motorcycle safety checkpoints yesterday. They had one in Oceanside Boulevard and Canyon.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the guys downtown sent me a text.
Okay,
going on right now. It wasn't cars, it was bikes only.
Oh.
Yep.
Was it set up near any of the establishments that we know?
No. It was on Oceanside Boulevard and Canyon off 5.
Oh, okay. Huh.
That's down there by the you know where the forks in the road where waste management is?
Yeah.
Yeah, where you can't turn around or nothing, you got to go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's down that way.
How they try and do it.
I still have a wonder. I always heard they had to give you an out. They had to post it where if you were aware and paying attention, you could actually turn off and leave if you didn't want to be involved.
Yeah. Right there at where the AM/PM is on the corner?
Yeah.
Which takes you over to sit in all that mall traffic.
Okay.
And then I just got this in the mail today. NAFTA funds motorcycle-only checkpoints. And the AMA
yep.
has asked the agency to suspend the grant program until questions raised by the motorcycle community are addressed. Did you get a copy of this?
No.
All right, I'll send it to you right now. But
okay.
under Motorcycle Law Enforcement Demonstration Grant Program, NASA will award up to 350 total to be divided among as many as 5 law enforcement agencies to set up traffic checkpoints that target motorcyclists.
Okay.
The program is designed after a controversial program in New York where the state police set up a series of checkpoints that targeted only motorcyclists, raising the ire of the AMA and the motorcycle community. For example, in 2008, New York State Police announced plans to set up 15 checkpoints for motorcycling events that summer.
Hmm.
And then it goes on to say that if Moreland's said that if NASA is truly interested in motorcycle safety, it should fund programs proven that help prevent crashes rather than checkpoints that single out motorcyclists. So I got it's got the thing on here to contact the guy's name is Strickland and ask that the discriminatory stops grant program be suspended until questions raised are answered.
Yeah. My whole problem with that program type thing, I've got an article in front of me I just got. It says 90% of what goes on out there. It says 4 Patriot Guard riders were killed by a drunk driver going through a transiting through a construction zone. I don't find the problem being as much on the motorcycle rider's side. I mean, I know there's some unlicensed and things out there, but the biggest problem I've seen is not on two wheels, it's on four wheels.
Yep. And right now, they really don't care because they're getting money, which means overtime and bullshit.
Yep.
You know? And if, like I said the other day, if we don't stand up now, we're going to bend over again.
Yeah, you got to draw the line somewhere and figure out where you're going to fight your battles.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's like it is, Art. We could sit here, I could get 20 people tonight to say they're going to be there. And how many think they'd show up?
You'd be lucky to get two.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sending that to you right now.
All righty. Sounds good.
And then, you know, like, there's a lot of things going on where, you know, there's a lot of shit going on in Canada. There's a lot of stuff going on in Australia. There's a lot of stuff going on in Europe right now. The Bulldog Bash is going on right now. Rusty and his band are going to play 5 dates over there through the 28th, and then they come back. And then Betsy got inducted into the Motorcycle Hall of Fame yesterday at Sturgis.
That's cool. I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah, and when she said that somebody took video or something, or I heard that somebody took video and supposed to get some pictures.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I'm still waiting on some news on my niece because I might be traveling east here pretty quick.
Ah. Okay. Have you ever met Jan from back east? South Carolina, I think?
I talked to her on the phone.
I like that lady.
Yeah, she's a hard charger.
Yeah, she's got some huevos. I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's one of the women I do know that has balls, yeah.
Yeah.
She's not afraid to take on anybody.
She wrote a write-up on the Bolt site about the national organizations rolling over.
Yep.
Basically, they're kind of saying, well, it could be worse, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not the way to go. You don't screw future generations or move the pain down the road.
No, and that's part of the problem, you know. I try and talk to these young guys all the time, and it's like, yeah, right. I don't have to worry about it. They're not going to get to me yet. But, yeah, these are the same guys that call me after they get a ticket. What do I do? What do I do?
Yeah. Well, I was talking to a guy he owns a bike shop over off of Mission in San Marcos. He sells saddlebags and decorative type stuff. It's not a real shop per se. It's more like an accessories. But he rides, and I was talking to him, and he had no idea that he didn't have to take his helmet off. You know, he had rights. He didn't have to, you know, let him search. And it's like there's so many out there still.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how to get to them, you know. I'm thinking we got to start putting things up in the small bike shops or something.
Well, I got stuff all over. There's one of my flyers is all over. I rode around one day, put flyers everywhere that they would let me post it. But, you know, as it goes in there and people go in and put their shit up, yours might get thrown on the floor and then it ends up in the trash.
That's true.
You know, so I'm heading out probably this weekend. I just printed up some more. But it's you know, it's just like this attorney calling me. You know, I called her back today and her telling me that those guys, you know, this guy doesn't want to be involved. He's out of it now. Well, I don't understand how he's out of it if we're all still writing IA complaints. That means he's in the thick of it.
Yeah, isn't he the one that you're trying to get the information from?
No, that's the city attorney.
Okay, but I mean, you're trying to get information from the officer and all this other stuff that went down.
Right, but they turned it over to the city attorney.
Okay.
They just passed the buck.
Hush.
They just passed the buck, Art.
Well, I don't know what to do there.
Oh, you know, I know what to do. You know, when I go to court and I want to present my defense. Well,
yeah.
Your Honor, here they sent me a letter telling me that they're going to send me the stuff. I'm still waiting for it. So, what do I do? Do you give me a continuance? Do we go without them? What?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, I guess, when they walked in and they wanted you to give the prosecutor a break so he could go look up the law.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. You know, it's like I said, I got a few tricks up my sleeve when I get there.
Yeah.
And one of them I know I'm going to, the fun's going to start as soon as I say it.
Oh, is it one of your favorite judges or what?
No, you know, the problem is, some of these guys have people that they know that somebody got killed on a bike.
Yeah.
So you're already guilty before you even open your mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree there.
I mean, what do you do? You bend over in the courtroom
yeah.
or what? No?
Well, you know, it's kind of like the situation Doc ran into where no matter what he said, he was never going to be right.
Right, because they rattled him.
Well, that too, plus the judge had already made up his mind before he ever heard anything.
Yeah, basically. Basically, you know, it's like now, you know, that dude's still in a car by himself. Nobody will ride with him.
And they won't do anything about that.
Nope.
Yeah, it's
nope, because
he's
generating dollars for the city. You know, I guess they figure their guilty verdicts are worth more than their non-guilties.
Yeah.
You know, it all. Right now, you know, it all comes down to the dollar.
Yeah, that's the biggest part of it. But if you can make it too expensive, then they'll quit. That's the hard part.
You know, that's just like the appropriations committee. You know, they went to appropriations. They approved it, I guess. It's supposed to be in 2013.
Yep.
And according to John, the first ticket's a fix-it ticket for $25. And then the next
yep.
ticket, they're making it where if you're at a bar and you walk into the bar and you come out and there's a ticket on your bike. To the tune
yep.
of, I think it's $250.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And it's a moving violation, which I don't understand. If your bike's parked, how can it be a moving violation?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No, a lot of things these guys are trying to do doesn't make sense.
But,
you know,
money's money.
Yep. I mean, I work hard for mine. I don't like giving it up. If I'm guilty, I'll give it up. But I didn't do anything wrong.
No.
I was
going
by what I was told.
Yeah. Until we can get a united front going. You know,
that's the hardest, man. That's why I want to do that thing from you know where.
Yeah. But like Texas had a hell of a good turnout. They were strong. They were united.
Yeah.
And that was their power.
It's just like that thing in Milwaukee with Quigg. If he could get that many people, they'd shut everything down.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever see that again.
No. But, you know, because when you have 600 people show up at a meeting and they ignore them.
Yeah.
You know, it had to be standing room only and packed and nobody, you know, people outside. And yet they would ignore them.
Yep. And it don't make sense. It really doesn't make sense at all.
No, that's why people need to vote.
Yeah. I mean, I ought to go back to the old days. I remember growing up as a kid in Chicago. We used to stuff the envelopes with $5. That was back in the mid-60s when $5 was $10.
Yeah.
But it's a different era altogether.
Yeah, it is.
What I don't understand is the fact that, you know, like Escondido changed all their policy. they don't they're supposedly not discriminating anymore. But you know and I know that's bullshit.
That's true.
You know, it's all selective enforcement whenever they want to do it. Like yesterday, I don't know, I haven't got the facts and figures yet, but just to say that they, you know, at that time of the day, they started in the afternoon and it went on all night. And that's a busy road coming off the freeway because it cuts all through the Vista and all that shit over there.
Yeah.
You know, once you get past El Camino, it goes to what, four lanes?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So, I really don't understand what's going on with these guys, man. You know, the guy, anybody that rides with them, they pull people over and they all get it. They all get IA complaints. So if they put the guy in the car by himself, that means somebody's listening. Somebody's hearing something somewhere, but they're not doing anything about it.
Yeah. That's true.
Sad part.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I wouldn't be surprised, I should say, if they didn't have a camera as well as a microphone back there.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I mean,
so it doesn't take pictures just forward. It takes pictures of the back seat, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And the funny part is, you know, they're the ones that say they can't record you. You can't record them, not knowing what they what the law is. Because I asked that attorney on the phone about that. I go, you know, we're a one-party state. I just don't understand why my recorder got turned off when I told him I was turning it on. And she said, she tried to backpedal and say, well, he probably didn't understand the law. Well, he understood it after that sergeant told him, 45 minutes after all that shit happened.
Yeah, well, that's typical. That's like that article, you know. If you don't know the law, that's your fault. You're going to still get punished.
That's right.
If they don't know the law, and they're enforcing it, they walk.
That's right. And that's, you know, it's just a fucking quagmire, man.
Yeah.
You know, you can't win for losing, and when you win, you think you lost.
Yep. Even when you win, you're beat to hell.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like I don't indulge myself every day in how to do this or what I'm doing, but I take an hour here and an hour there because I just get so frustrated. And like the other day I was doing it, I threw the shit in the air and I had to pick up all, it was like I played 52 pickup with myself, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's just I don't know. But on the other thing is I was thinking after I talked to that lady, if they're telling her shit about me, you know, and saying he's associated with this and associated with that, I'd like to see that in writing, because I already sent a request for any documentation. It's in there for me. Any documentation they're keeping on me or any other motorcyclist?
Yeah.
I ain't seen shit yet. Nothing. Not even a note to say we don't have anything yet.
Yeah.
But
I'd still like to see. Pardon me?
Go ahead.
I'd still like to see a list of how many motorcycle tickets that one officer has written over the last year. You know, compared to all the other officers.
He wrote 66 last year, and I sent in one from January 1st of this year to May 30th, and I haven't gotten an answer yet. So I sent out the same letter. I just changed the date asking for that, and I haven't got that yet either. That one's overdue, too. They were both due in the last Wednesday.
Okay, and did you also ask for how many tickets were totally written by the department?
Yes, I did. Yes,
okay.
I did.
Because, you know, if the rest of the department's only writing one or two tickets and this guy's writing 66.
Yes.
It kind of speaks for him.
Yep. Yep. And then they're saying, well, he can write the tickets because it's a gray area with that law. Bullshit. You guys are on the fucking Allied Agency memo that says you weren't going to do it. Who signed it? They don't know who signed it.
Yeah.
I even showed them in writing. They don't know who signed it.
Yeah, they've got to have a record of it.
They can't find anything.
Can we, Freedom of Information, the CHP?
That's what I sent them.
Oh.
They told me that. That's what I sent them. The CHP said, we don't know who signed it either. They can't find the documentation.
Exactly.
Only when it's convenient, man.
Yeah. Did they check their lockers?
Yeah, really. You know, it's like, I don't know, what do you do, you know? Which way do you go?
I don't know. Oh, well.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting to see what, you know, what I get in the mail, what I don't get, you know?
Yeah, definitely there.
Yeah, because she had me on the phone for almost 45 minutes, dude, talking about this. And wanted me to explain everything to her and what happened, and I did. And she says it sounded like they did something wrong, but she wouldn't say what part or where.
Okay.
You know, and then she wrote, we appreciate your courtesy and cooperation in this matter. Please feel free to contact the undersigned with any questions or concerns you may have. Well, I did that today, and I got the runaround. The last two words were take care of, bye, or three words were take care of, bye. How's that headset working?
Oh, this headset's working good. I just got a little dog down here that wants to start barking.
Yeah. Oh, you like Bessie? Got one of them little dogs, too?
I got two of them now. This one's a more manly type dog.
Yeah, well, this... the one I got outside is about 70 pounds of fucking pure head and muscle.
Yeah, no, anything with the name Wiener in it's got to be a manly dog.
Yeah. Well,
it's a little wiener dog.
The one outside is called Brewski.
Brewski?
Brewski.
Yeah, that'd keep you from having visitors in the backyard, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. He's white with a little brown spot. The head is half the size of a basketball.
Yeah. Well, hopefully them boys that are cruising by your front won't end up in your backyard sometime with them.
Yeah, I just read today where the cop went over the back fence, and instead of knocking on the front door, the other guy jumped over the fence, and the dog went after him, and he killed the guy's dog.
Yep.
But if you or I shot that dog, we'd do 6 months for nothing.
Yeah, animal cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
So what's going on in your world?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. Still trying to get people aware, you know, and bringing things up. I was talking to... Pardon me?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I was talking to a guy, and I've been looking it up. You know how the PD keeps saying 3 inches is the maximum length for a knife blade? For a folding knife?
Right.
Well, technically, according to the California Penal Code, there is no length limit.
No, there isn't.
So
like
I'm going to be talking...
There's no law against carrying a hammer and let your names on it.
So I'm going to be talking to some San Diego PD this weekend... And I'm going to ask them to tell me where to find it, where it says it can only be 3 inches long.
Yeah.
And then that kind of clears it up, so you don't have to worry. You know, if you get one that's 3.5 or 4 inches long, it's good. You know.
I don't know, but if you've seen some of the guys, I'm not saying club guys, but getting motorcycle guys in general riding a bike.
Yeah.
I've seen K bars. I've seen.
Yep.
Stilettos, 8-inch stilettos, right on the hip as long as it's exposed.
As long as it's exposed, they don't push it there. As long as it's not a double-edged, a dagger or a dirk or a switchblade, you know, spring-assisted types. But, yeah, on if you wear it on your belt, technically, I guess you could wear a machete if you wanted to.
How about that? Because Pastor Fred Z had that sword on the back of his bike with a cross on top of it, and they were going to arrest him, told him it was a felony. He had to take it back, put it away.
Yeah, but that was double-edged, I think.
Well, most swords are, but it wasn't for a weapon. It was.
I know. But now, if he had attached it to the bike, he might have been okay, but I'm not sure, you know, on that one.
Well, it was standing. I guess he did have it attached. It was standing straight up behind him.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's getting crazier by the minute.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get a straight story.
No, I just had to pull down the stock exhaust to put it on. And then I thought about, no, I'm not changing it. I'm not gonna change it back. They gotta prove that it was too loud.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing I'm waiting for now, John had surgery the other day, so he's gonna be down for the next 3 weeks.
Okay, well, hopefully he'll come back, he'll be better.
Yeah. Then I don't know, you got his can't send him any emails because he's not at his house. He's at an assisted living facility.
Yeah, but you can send him to Fran.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll put Fran's address in the chat right now. But
okay. Yeah, but that way they can send stuff and get it to John.
And then I don't know what else, you know, it's getting, I don't know, man. It's getting crazier by the minute. I'm just so pissed off. You can't even take a ride.
Yeah.
Party the other day and I got pulled over.
Hmm.
What happened was I haven't gotten my tags yet. And he said that my tag was out. But before he got out of the car, it was like 5 minutes before he got out of the car, so I already knew he ran me. And I knew he got the DMV thing that said it's paid and it's current.
Oh, yeah.
He said, well, where's your sticker? Coming snail mail, man. You know, maybe the the DMV didn't pay their postal bill. I don't know. But here's my receipt. When I didn't get it, I just started carrying the receipt.
Yeah. Yeah, they pulled my daughter over in Poway. Did the same sort of thing. They had her in tears, said they could impound the car. They were really giving her the riot act. And she came home, and I was like, that's bull.
Mm-hmm.
They know. They knew before they ever pulled her over that it had been paid, and we were just waiting for the tag to come in.
Yeah. But it's you know, they're out there doing what they want to do.
Yep. That's it. You know, and once you got the authority to do it, then who's going to stop you?
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, it's like, I don't know. You know, I seen a guy today. You know how to, if you cross over to double yellow, they'll give you a ticket?
Yeah.
Three of them. Parked in the middle of the road, waiting to make a left. Right in front of them was a sign that says, no left turn.
Oh, yeah.
Mhm. But what do you do after that?
That's it.
Yeah, if it was me sitting there, you know, I'd be screwed right now.
Yeah, I was talking to a PD about if you're at a left turn light and it doesn't pick you up. And I've always gone with the theory that if it goes through two light changes and doesn't pick you up on the third one, I'll usually go.
Yeah.
You know, he says, well, you can still get a ticket for that. I was like, well, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If I go back to the right, I'm going to go, you know, from the left turn lane back into the flow of traffic, you know, in the intersection.
Yeah, then they get you for an unsafe lane change.
Yeah. So I was like, so what do? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he told me, he says, that single white line, that's just a guide. you can cross that at any time.
Yeah, sure.
I guess you can if there's a cop not around.
Yeah, as the other guy's writing you the ticket, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, it was just, you know, you're screwed. But I'm wondering if those sensors for those cameras are sensitive enough to pick up a motorcycle, then why aren't the damn light sensors?
Yeah. Yes, I asked that question once, and a guy told me, well, it has something to do with your frame. The magnetic force. And I was like, well, you know, I don't know about that one. And then they came out with that thing, you know, if you put it on your front wheel, it'll trip the light.
Yeah, a little magnet thing. Yeah.
They don't work.
No.
They don't work. The guy wanted $10 for one, and I said, let me try it first. But he gave it to me, and then I brought it back, so it didn't work. He said, well, how were you in the lane? Man, it doesn't matter how I was in the lane. I was standing right, I was parked right over the top of the loops. It didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was talking to Bill. Another couple of weeks, he'll be back. Things are smoothing out for him.
Well, it's been a rough patch, so he needs to take his time and get his head straight.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I said, but it's not a couple of weeks. And then he went out for a ride the other day, so said he just went out for a ride. Said it was nice.
That's good for your brain.
Absolutely.
Good for your soul.
Absolutely. People don't understand that.
Yep.
What else is going on? Nothing?
Not really. It's been real quiet. I mean, there's not much going on up in the legislature.
Yeah.
They're trying to pass a bill right now, and let's see if I have it. And as of next year, if you buy ammunition for a handgun, all of it's behind the counter. So if you buy, I think it's 50 rounds, which is one box,
right?
You have to sign and leave a thumbprint, driver's license, all that stuff there.
Yeah.
So right now we're trying to get that overturned. We're trying to pass one that will repeal it.
Yeah.
And it's through the gun people.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, people say, hey, do you got a license for your guns and shit? And yeah, my license is the Second Amendment.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's AB2358.
AB2358?
Yep. And they also want
that?
Them, pardon me?
You got an article on that?
Yeah, I do. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, shoot me a copy.
Okay, and they also want to, what is it, transmit their registries of handgun sales. So law enforcement can come in at any time and get a list of people that have bought handgun ammunition and what calibers.
Yeah.
So even though they don't have, you know, they can't control you, they can see what the hell you're buying.
Yeah. No, it just doesn't make sense, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's like at least two to three times a week I hear about a guy coming off the base with fucking ammo, government ammo.
Huh. I hadn't heard anything about that. Getting busted, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they've been finding 9 mils and all kinds of shit up in L.A. from the base.
Oh, wow.
There's 72 documented gangs on Camp Pendleton.
I know there's a bunch, so yeah, I guess they do have to worry about that.
Yeah. Let's, I'm going to see who this is. I think it's Doc. Hello, Doc.
God, I hate you. Hey.
You hate me, why?
I hate you. You're so good at your job.
What's up, man?
Not much, man. You heard that phrase, short-term thrill, long-term payback?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was my week, and I got two of those things running around the house right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, the 18-year credit card. Gotta love it.
That's okay, man. You know? Now you know not to use the rhythm method.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. You know, it's odd because when you see them, when you see the Jimmy hats next to the pregnancy test in the 99 cent store, that should be a tall tale sign not to use them.
Your first mistake was going to the 99 cent store to buy them.
Exactly. Well, I'm a Mexican. I got to go with what I can afford, you know?
A bag with a rubber band.
A rubber band and a Ziploc bag.
Freezer bag. That way, I'm pretty sure they're a little tougher.
That would be nice. What's the topic on today?
Oh, I dealt with the city attorney on the phone. Said she talked to our favorite IA guy who said he's not involved anymore.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's,
wow, so who's doing it now? Whose job is it now?
There you go. Let's pass the buck. Because I already dealt with the one lady last week, called me on Tuesday and asked for permission to get an extension. I told her to send it to me in writing, and then I didn't hear from her. And the lady called me Tuesday and said, well, that lady went on vacation, and this was on my desk.
Wow, that's a quality department right there.
Absolutely. What's going on? You've been downtown?
That's under quality improvement. Actually, no. I've, like I said, had my 18-year credit cards here for the since last week Friday, so I haven't really been able to go anywhere on the scooter. Although they have been cruising by the house a lot. I've had some friends over that have their patches. The cops will come by and start staring. They'll park down the street and who knows what they're doing, taking pictures or writing stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just a matter of just looking and waving and smiling.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my shirts, man. They're supposed to be coming from the East Coast. But I think because Bessie went to Sturgis, she got inducted to the Motorcycle Hall of Fame at Sturgis yesterday.
Who did?
Bessie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, outstanding.
I'm waiting for the stuff on that. And then I guess because she's gone, they're waiting for her to come back to see, I guess, how we're going to get the shirts out here. But,
Nice.
Yeah,
I like to snatch up one of them shirts when you get them.
Yeah, you're on my list. I have 6 large and 6 extra large. So I'm going to, and I want to see how those take off, and then we'll go from there with the other one.
Yeah, I'll definitely snatch one up off you. Might know a couple people who might want to wear them, too.
Yeah.
Just let me know how much they're going for.
Yeah, I don't even know what it's going to cost me yet.
$3.99.
You know. I'm still waiting for Betsy to get with the guy. Because they sent me the drawing and stuff and what I wanted written on it, and then I had to send it back that I approved it. Uh-huh. And then they sent it back again because the guy was going to make them in short sleeve, and I said, no, I want them in long sleeve. So it's going to say Bolt on one arm, the Gadsden flag with, I refuse to let Oceanside PD build my motorcycle on the back.
Nice.
Not the front, on the back. And then on the front, it's going to have the Bolt logo.
Hey, speaking of that, with the OPD building the bike, from what I was reading on a current update from the email, it said the SB435 update, I think that's the one on the exhaust.
Yeah.
Now, are they stating that would be the secondary charge? So if they see you blasting down the road and you're speeding, so they pull you over, that'll be your primary charge, and then your... If they were to hit you for your pipes, that would be the secondary charge, right? That would be legal for them to do. But if they heard you going down the street, just loud pipes, they can't pull you over for just loud pipes. There has to be something else that is a primary concern before the secondary, correct? Is that where it stands now, or what?
Yeah. And then what it is,
so
is the first one's a $25 fix-it ticket. And then the next one after that is if you're anywhere and your bike's parked, it's $250, and that they're trying to get it to the. It should be a moving violation.
Wow, but right now it's considered a secondary offense, right? It's not a primary.
Right.
Okay. Now, are they doing at the DMVs? Are they doing it to where once a month they'll have somebody out there with something to read the decibels? Are they doing that now, or?
No. Dude, it would cost them too much money to do that.
What's that?
It would cost them too much money to do that right now. They're trying to get, like I just said, they got the, I'll send it to you. But they just got a grant for $350,000 for motorcycle-only checkpoints. Dana sent me an email or a text yesterday about Oceanside Boulevard and Canyon.
Yeah, they had a checkpoint over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just for motorcycles.
Yep.
Wow. That doesn't fall under selective enforcement?
No, sir.
How was that?
That's the way they want to do it. They got a grant. They got a federal grant, so the feds, they're saying the feds overrule the state, which is bullshit. Because there's a federal injunction that's still in effect.
Wow.
It's kind of funny they can vote to pass marijuana laws and get by, even though the feds say it's illegal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's weird. Tables turn so frequently.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to take it, you know. It's like I said, it's like I always say, man, if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah. They got me right where they want me. My pants around my ankles.
Yeah, but you got to remember what I told you. Okay? If it's 30 miles an hour, do 25.
Yeah.
If it's 40 miles an hour.
The way they're going, they'll bust you for going too slow.
No, they can't.
It's a fine line.
They can't.
Oceanside is the only city that has this kind of issue, is it? Are they the only ones that have this issue? Because everywhere else I've ridden, I've never had problems. In Big Bear, I could ride from one side of town to the other side of town with no helmet on, and I don't have any problems whatsoever. Maybe CSP will pull over and tell me, all right, put your helmet on. I know you have it on your bike, so put it on. That's about it. I carry on my own way. I don't, like I said, I'm not romping it wherever I go. I'm not flipping people off or throwing ball bearings at them like I should be. I'm just riding. And, you know, there's other towns. They don't seem to have any problems whatsoever. It just seems like Oceanside is the main issue.
Yeah. Well, you know, as our favorite guy says, we're our own entity.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it makes me mad when these guys start that shit.
Yeah. And in the long run, it's the weirdest thing is they sit there and accuse bikers of being a nuisance and problems.
But yeah.
When you look at the big picture, all they're doing is riding around and enjoying life. And
well, you know, old boy's in a car by himself, man. Nobody wants to ride with him.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, and the cops are the ones having the problem. It's like... like the event that happened over at one of the motorcycle shops here in town. Had a nice event, a real big one, and it was a benefit. The money was going the proceeds were going to a program that helped people. And the police wanted to shut it down. Like, really? You're really going to go that far to shut down a benefit in which the proceeds go to help younger people and you want to shut it down? Who's the criminal now? Now who's the asshole?
Yeah.
The guys wearing the badges or the guys riding bikes? The guys riding bikes, there's lots of patches there, and they're all getting along. They don't seem to have any problems, and the badges show up, and they have problems. They have issues.
Oh, yeah.
And
it shows where people stand. Yeah, and you know, it's like the same thing when we were waiting for them to bring us the proclamations, you know, from the charters from the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and our favorite two clowns fucked that up for us.
Yep. You know, they're not hurting the bikers. They're not hurting the city. They're hurting the people that these proceeds were going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Shut them down and doing things like that. You know,
yeah.
You have the bikers against child abuse. You have the bikers against the diabetes. You have positive influenced bikers making fundraisers and benefits for positive things, something to help, to actually really help, and the cops are the ones screwing it up by shutting them all down.
Yeah, and they don't want, you know, basically what they're doing is they're losing money because nobody wants to come here.
Yeah, this big tourist attraction that they're trying to make it out to be is getting to where all the weekend warriors that come into right here are getting harassed, and they don't want to come back here. Like, don't go to Oceanside. Cops there. Capital A's. You don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
There was a guy that was getting pulled over by the post office down the street from my house. Two gentlemen on scooters with their old ladies. And it just so happens that the gentleman in the front riding a Big Bird chopper, I recognize it from when I used to work there. Both of them got pulled over by an officer. Now, the one thing I will say about the officer, I've met him before. I've talked with him. He's actually a good cop. He gives warnings. He won't give tickets. He'll give warnings. Like, look, you know as well as I do, you can't wear that. Please change it if you can. You know, he won't give you a ticket.
Yeah.
He's a good cop, you know. He's understandable. And one of the lady got off the bike and said, you know what, I'm an officer. And it was the only time I've ever heard him. I don't care what you wear right now. You're not an officer.
Mm-hmm.
You know the helmet's not DOT. That's the only time I ever heard it.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, man. I said, this is an officer right here. This is a cop being told by another cop, you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that just kind of shocked me for a second. I was like, wow, I think now the badge is getting a little bit too heavy here. You know,
yeah.
Nonetheless, the guy is still—he's still a good officer. It just maybe been one of—maybe he just had one of those days where he was just upset, fed up, or some of the sort. He caught him on a bad time. Because every time
I
talked to him,
he's
really
like,
understanding.
I was like 2.5 cars behind the one guy, and he pulled out. You know, traffic moved, so I went around him on the right. You know, he was doing 45. And I knew he was slowing down because of me, so I went. I put my signal on, changed lanes. As soon as I did that, he swung in behind me, pulled me over, and why are you riding my bumper? I wasn't riding your bumper. Yeah, you were riding my bumper. And the other guy's just shaking his head. And I asked him, I said, what's the matter? Are you having a bad day?
You mean someone to pick on?
Yeah, who are you to ask me that question? You don't know me. I said, look, man, I didn't do anything wrong. I asked the other guy, did I do anything wrong? He said, no. He said, you swung around. You didn't put your signal on. Yes, I did. It was still blinking.
Nice.
So how could I not, you know, it was still blinking.
Now, here's something I want to talk about. I heard there's a loophole in regards to recording conversations. And announcing whether you can or can't announce. Now, what's the deal with that?
Yeah, all you got to do, you can, like mine's set up, I turn it on before I even, hey, call back. I tell them, as soon as they pull me over, it's in my pocket. I can turn it on. And then when I unzip my jacket, I tell them as I unzip my jacket, I'm going to record this. I'm turning on my tape recorder. It's already on. But I'm telling them that, you know, so I can get them when they say, no, you can't do that or whatever, like old boy did to me. And then found out he was wrong and still insisted he was right.
Really?
Yeah. All you gotta do is tell them you're turning it on.
Okay, that should be good enough. Sufficient.
Yeah.
Because it's considered a one-party state, right?
We're a one-party state. There's only three in the United States.
Okay, now if you can, just explain to me exactly what a one-party and a two-party state is.
Two-party is where you have to get permission.
I have a chance to look it up.
Two-party is where you have to get permission from the other person.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now I understand. You have to have both compliance.
Right.
Okay, and a one-party state is just one person has to notify. This is what's going on.
All you got to do is tell them you're turning it on.
That was fairly easy. A little stupid.
Yeah.
But now that's only in a public-type situation, right? Where there's no expectancy of privacy. That's not like on your phone or something like that. That's just like if you're talking to somebody face-to-face. There's no expectancy of privacy.
No, I mean you can't turn it on and not tell them. No, you have to tell them. And being that they're out in public in uniform, as long as they're not undercover, walking into their house, or you take a picture of them in the bathroom, it's fair game. There's an article on the blog. I'm not sure what day, but it's on the blog. And then the right hand side, as you scroll down, it says something about. Shit. I forget what it says. But after the show, I'll put it up. I'm gonna bring Baker in from Tennessee. Baker.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, man? We got Doc and Art on the phone.
How you doing?
I hear that. How you doing, brother?
Good. Not bad. Not too bad about yourself.
I'm doing all right. It's all right. I'm finally cooling off a little bit back here. It's been hotter than hell.
Yeah, you tell me. Tell me about it. Not too bad over here on the beach side.
I bet. Yeah.
Gosh.
It's smoking.
You been listening, Charlie?
What's the deal over there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been listening, man. I've been listening since about 8:10, or, well, I guess it'd be 6:10, y'all's time.
What do you think? Any comments?
Well, I did have one question because I was curious about the lab pipe thing, and are you allowed to carry something that says what your decibels are, and thinking about, like, in Tennessee, we have to go get an inspection on our vehicles, and you can't get your license plates without your inspection. I don't know what it's like there in California, but the same premise of, not that I think that's any type of solution, but can you whip out something that says, hey, this is what the decibels of my pipes are, and leave me alone or not?
I got the paper. Didn't do me any good. I would get it from that guy whether it was right or wrong.
Well, how
can you can carry a certificate that says what it is, right?
I have the certificate.
That's what I'm saying. If you have the certificate, if you get one, have it certified, and they stamp it and say, okay, well, this is what your exhaust passed at. Because it's supposed to not exceed, what, 96 decibels? It was not supposed
right.
to exceed, so anything where 97 and higher, or is it 96 and higher?
No, 96 and higher.
Okay, 96 and higher. So if you carry that certificate on you, when the cop goes to give you your ticket for you, or give you your ticket for it, would the smart thing be to go ahead and just take the ticket, and then when you go to court, you present the certificate in court and say before the judge, like, look, this is my certificate stating what my decibel reading is at. And then when you hand that to the judge, you see that it's signed and stamped by a DMV official or a state official or engineer, something of the sort like that, then you shouldn't have any problems after that, because anything after that would be considered a harassment charge, correct?
Yeah, mine is certified by a Basics out of San Diego.
Okay.
And when I told him I had that, it didn't matter. You know that guy. He was giving me tickets anyway. I don't care if the Pope was standing there and told him he'd forgive him for all his fucking sins. If he didn't write that ticket, he'd have wrote that ticket anyway.
Okay.
You know
what,
that.
What RPM do they run your bike to? I mean, when they do that test, I mean, how do they do it? I mean, how do they actually determine that? Is that to run it to a certain RPM, I'm sure, right?
Yes. Well, when I did mine, it was 35 miles an hour.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, what the standard was. So if at 35 miles an hour you're within 96 decibels, you're okay. Because I'm thinking if you're doing 50 or if you're doing 20, whatever, an idle, I didn't know where they drew the line at.
It depends. Some of them call it a rolling test. Some are a standard. They stop right there. In other words, if your bike stopped, they walk up the meter, you're going to get a lot of reading because it's idling.
Right.
There's no background, you know. You're not going in the wind, and there's no background noise. It's just catching it idling.
Yeah, that's what Sonia's asking me. She's like, what do they got, a little decimal machine, like a little breathalyzer going around behind your bike and checking out your noise?
Yeah.
But they canceled. I'm just letting her know they actually couldn't afford to do that anymore. They were trying that, weren't they? And then it got too expensive for the police to monitor that.
Right. That guy in Maine was trying to put one in every car. For video
yeah.
room, but it basically what they're trying to do is they're all trying to put in for that grant, and there's like another grant came out today for $350,000. Five departments will split that. Five departments will get $75,000 each to do whatever they want to do with the money.
I'm being totally sarcastic, but I guess we could start putting those little decibel things on our bikes, and if we rev up too loud, it'll just be an automatic kill, you know, where it'll just stop running. We can't start it again. It's like the breathalyzer thing, right?
Yeah. That's like a drone trying to figure out how to beat the thing that kills the car.
Yeah.
No. But no, you know.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't mean to cut this one short, but there's some blueberry muffins calling my name.
Yeah, okay. I'm
going to have to skedaddle on some of those.
Sunday.
Huh?
I said I'm waiting for the ice cream guy myself. I can go for a Sunday, so when I go outside, I'll see if those guys in the car want a soft cone.
I have to offer them one of those pocket rockets. See if they want to suck on one of those.
Yeah. I'll suck it on some.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, I had a barbecue over here recently. Okay, wait. I had a barbecue here last week, and I had this big thing of pork chop on the barbecue, and here comes Mr. 5-0 passing by, and all I could do is just hold that big piece of pork chop up in the air. It goes, officer, she called. Bam, and slam it on the grill.
There you go.
That's all I could think of. All right, gentlemen, you guys take care. Have a good day.
See you later.
Right, you man. Too.
Be cool. Be safe.
So, Charlie, are you getting any action on your website for the song?
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit, man. I mean, it's very tight right now, as you know, and everything is just economically, and just folks are so hunkered down within themselves. I mean, it's tough. You know, it's just one of them gigs that's going on, man. We all got to ride it out.
Huh? Yep.
Yeah, it's like I was telling you about that the other day, man. You know, there's another, it's going to be another 50 tomorrow.
Yep.
Mhm. Yeah, they're cleaning house, man, to get rid of all the deadwood.
Yep. I was after I talked to you earlier today, I saw in the news right behind it, you know, that they're out there in San Diego right now and they're talking about all the cuts and stuff they're making to the military. I'm pretty shocked that they're going that route. You know, there's some crazy stuff happening from that. I know it's ain't biker news, but I mean it's crazy what they're doing with some of the government stuff. It's just cleaning everybody out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like I told you on the phone about stuff. You know, I gotta wait till almost November now for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the stuff is there. It's just that the funding is not. You know, they were going to go 38 ships. They knocked it down to 33.
Mm-hmm. It's insane, man, what they're doing with just the way they're running it, in my opinion. But that's a political view here. We're not here to do politics, I would say, I guess. You know, political biker views are fine, but I guess, you know, I hope that some things change.
No, man, if this is the change that he promised, he'd stick it in his ass.
Well, that's what I was going to say, man. He promised change, boy. We got it. Yes, sir.
We got it. You know, I the only thing that really pisses me off is I didn't get a reach around.
I'll tell you, man. It's been a strange ride right now with what's going on with that. It's very strange to step back and look at it and to see how it's getting shoved through.
Yeah, Art was telling me about this a legislative alert for ammo, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. It said, you know, I'm reading it right now. It says, proposed new handgun ammunition sales registration requirements for dealers opposed. This guy wants the ammunition dealers to transmit the registries of handgun ammunition sales to local law enforcement if required by a local ordinance. If required. So now they're going to get this, and then they're going to start putting in required local ordinances.
Well, I guess I'm too old, but I was standing in Walmart about a month ago, and these guys were probably 16, 17 years old, and they were just trying to buy some BBs for their BB gun, and they didn't have their ID on them and whatnot and couldn't buy BBs in Walmart. And I thought to myself, wow, man, I guess I'm too old, because back when I was a kid, it's like, you know, get all the BBs you want.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
Now everything's restrained, like, to where a kid can't even buy some BBs for his BB gun. It's like, oh, okay. I guess he's going to go make a pipe bomb out of it, and you know, or something. I don't know what they're thinking. You know, it's crazy.
It's gonna be a lot of shit, man, for nothing.
It's a sad run of things, man. It's a sad run of the times, and it's gonna be an interesting election here in November as far as the political side of life goes, and it's all the way down the horn. I've had some very heated conversations on Facebook, you know, with all the Sturgis stuff going on. One of the guys wrote in about a week ago, said I rode into Sturgis at 2 a.m. and got pulled over. And everybody was making light of it. There was probably 20 or 30 comments. Rode in the Sturgis at 2 a.m., got pulled over, asked where I'm going, what I'm doing, where I come from, you know, went through the whole nine yards, and they were just making light of it, like it wouldn't be Sturgis without getting, you know, pulled over. And I wrote back, really? You know, come on, man. And, I mean, there must have been 20 or 30 people going, that's great, man, that's cool, you know, getting pulled over in Sturgis, man, that's the shit. I'm like, it is?
Yeah.
I mean, what's cool about that?
The
purpose.
Right here on that one.
Yeah, the purpose is to ride, not to get stopped.
Yeah. I know, and people were acting like, and I was just sitting there, and I got into a, I bet there was, I don't know, on the Facebook thing, there must have been 100 comments back and forth, because I must have had 5 or 6 long-winded ones about, you guys are crazy, because, you know, you think it's fucking cool to get pulled over, and so you can go home and tell, you know, I told him, I said, you can go home and tell your grandkids one day, yeah, I got pulled over in Sturgis, that was a place where motorcycle people used to ride and have parties.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It ain't going to be there when you guys act like that, you know?
Exactly. You know, and like Art and I were talking about earlier, if I had 20 people right now on this show say, yeah, well, I'll be there tomorrow, how many of you think would show up, Charlie?
I don't know. None?
2. Maybe 2, if we're lucky.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
nobody cares, man. Everybody's so complacent. Everybody's so, you know, and the thing of it is everybody is so messed up right now in their own lives. I mean, there's so much unemployment and so much disruption and so much uncertainty that it's hard to go out there and, you know, and fight for something other than your own house or something sometimes. And,
yeah,
you know,
I put that up on the blog. It's called the Highway Patrol Rally Tally. And they, just going into Sturgis, in Sturgis they got driving under the influence, they got 52 people. Misdemeanor drug arrest, they got 32. Felony drug arrest, they got 12. Other felony arrest was 1. Total tickets were 231. This one I find hard to believe. Total warning, 780. Vehicle seized for drug possession, 1. Non-injury accidents, 1. Injury accidents, 10. In Rapid City, they had 8 under the influence, 10 drug arrests, 6 felony drug arrests, total tickets written 94, total warnings 183. And that sounds more feasible. Non-injury accidents 1 and injury accidents 3.
Yeah.
Even on the Southern Hills, 7 under the influence, 4 drug, no, 0 felony drug arrests, total tickets written 72, total warnings 131. Non-injury accidents, 5. Injury accidents, 6. In the Badlands, they had 1 driving under the influence, no misdemeanor drug arrest, no felony arrest, total tickets written, 16, total warnings, 56, and 1 non-injury accident. They're bragging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they want you to know there's a force out there that's, you know, doing what they're doing. It's all about that, and...
Yeah,
it's,
I mean, it's
pretty
like,
pathetic.
You know, what do you do after that one, you know? It's going to be, it's going to be like European standards, man. It's going to,
yeah.
You know, it's like Betsy was saying a week ago about the, the European standards. We're not far. We're like 3 to 4 years, 5 years behind them.
Well, there's some safe havens around. I mean, Tennessee's not getting killed with it, but they're still pretty hard on you here. If you got a patch on your back here, you're going, you know, they're on it, you know. They're not, and they do target bikes here. Like, you're going to get pulled over sooner, you know, on certain days of the week when it's obvious, the Sundays or the bike nights or whatever. They, you know, they sit across the street from all those things and pay attention and check people out and,
yeah,
you know, but on a day-to-day basis here in Tennessee, on a day-to-day basis, it's still pretty open and pretty lax, and you can get along pretty well. And, I mean, even myself, I've pulled up next to some cops, you know, on their Harleys and at a stop sign and chatted with them, you know, waiting for the light to change, and you don't really catch a whole lot of flack. I rarely see biker cops pulling over bikers, rarely. If I've, you know, in the last few years, I might have seen that once. And I don't know why. I just saw it on the side of the road. Who knows what might have happened? The guy might have been speeding to the point that, he felt like he had to pull him over. But what I'm saying is there's little safe havens around and little things going on, and people are going to, you know, gravitate towards that. But eventually all that's going to be gone too. You know, the helmet law thing is getting really, really strict in this area. I mean, it is, we have a helmet law in Tennessee as it is, but, I mean, they pay a great deal of attention. Kentucky's gotten really, really strong with some new things going on, and there's just things that it looks like it's gravitating toward us, but it's not as bad as what you guys are putting up with.
Well, you know, it started on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Nobody believed us when we were talking about it. Then the next thing you know, it starts in Boston. Then the next thing you know, it starts here in California. I still can't understand why a guy from Boston is involved in this bill. And they proved it was a lie.
There's way too much to do right now in government and in total policing of society to worry about a guy wearing a helmet or how loud some pipes are. So it's amazing to me that there's even time to spend on it. So somebody's spending money on it, and there's a reason for it. And obviously it all boils back down to, you know, that whole thing of trying to disrupt a lifestyle that they think is corrupt in the first place.
They want to cash in on that. They want to cash in on all those people that bought the bikes, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. You know? I mean, in the last few years before all this shit hit, everybody was ballooning everything and buying all kinds of shit. You know, hey, I'm cool. I bought a Harley. Yeah, I rode 30 years ago, but, you know, ride every day. Then you can talk shit. Then you made your bones. Then you can talk all the shit you want. But if you just ride one Saturday a month, you're not a fucking biker.
Well, I see a bunch of that going on, you know, in the chat rooms and stuff that I, you know, you see like the Facebooks and that, and that's what I said. I'm not trying to take away from any folks that ride or whatever, but, you know, there was that whole element of it's cool to get stopped by the cops. It's cool to be an outlaw. You know, they think they're outlaws or they're acting that way or just because you dress that way or look that way. I don't know why anybody has to feel that they have to be an outlaw from the whole scenario. I mean, there's two crowds of riders out there, I guess, as we've always known, and those that do and those that do sometimes. And I don't knock any of it. It's just that the majority of people that don't want to stand up for their rights is because they only do ride once or twice a month, and they don't want to. They got other things to do with the rest of their time, and they're not going to spend it arguing or fighting with any of the laws that are being changed. They just don't care. If they hear a law's been changed, then the law's been changed. I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it goes back to the same thing, Charlie. If you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice. And it goes back to that thing. You deserve what you tolerate. You know, there's a few of us that are tired of tolerating and want to take a stand, and we're the ones, you know, it's like Janine told me, I'll probably be in this fight by myself. But that's okay. If I can do something on my own, with, you know, all the people say, yeah, I'll be there and don't show up, but I get it done on my own, that's just a kudo for me.
Well, it still goes back to the same thing I've been preaching for a month now, and it's continued to come true, is the whole Proposition 8 thing. And it's about being a group of people that you are going to be heard because you're standing up in numbers. And the whole reason that Proposition 8 thing's happening is because that group of people are standing up for themselves and standing there and fighting, and they're getting with their politicians, and they know who what the situation is. And until in the biker community, that people stand up in the same exact way and fight any of these issues, it's not going to change. It's just going to get worse.
Right. You know, look at that guy with the don't ask, don't tell. What did he have, like 20-something years? He's the colonel of the Air Force. And they drummed him out the other day. So he filed a federal lawsuit to challenge it. I look at it this way, man. Whatever you do behind closed doors, that's your business. But if you want to put it in my world, then I'm gonna say something. But as long as you're doing, you know, as long as you keep it within your zone, you know, your space, and you're not waving it at anybody, you know, you're just doing your own thing, that's cool, man. But when you start to push it on them, you know, it's like dealing with people with religion. If they want to push it on you, you know, it just doesn't work. The wall goes up. And that's the way everybody feels about everything. It's just like the guys that get a ticket on a bike. They won't say, like, I got an email the other day about a guy in Nevada. The lady on the back of the bike wasn't wearing a helmet. The guy was wearing just his sunglasses on top of his head, and he got the ticket. She didn't get the ticket because they said she wasn't the driver. But here in California, your passenger will get the ticket.
Yeah. Well, that's like here in Tennessee. I mean, both people get the DUI. If you pull it over and there's two people in the front seat, you both get a DUI.
Yeah.
You know? You know what I'm saying, in the car. So, I mean, I understand, you know, that's how it goes, yeah. Well, I heard a great thing from one of our founding fathers the other day that somebody requoted was, if it ain't breaking my leg and you ain't taking money out of my pocket, then I don't care. And that's what
right.
I feel about, you know, Prop 8 and any of that other crap that's going on. You know, it ain't breaking my bones and it ain't taking money out of my pocket. If you're doing something and you're not disrupting that much of it to my lifestyle, you know, whatever, you know.
Yeah. How you feel about that, Art?
I'll go along with most of it. There's a few things that I have opinions on about Prop 8 and stuff like that. But as a general rule, as long as you're not trying to shove your opinions down my throat,
exactly.
We can get along.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's going on both sides. I mean, I'm not on any of that. I'm just talking about from the Packers standpoint. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Prop 8, you know, you got the religious against the gay side, and that's the way that part is. But, you know, on the biker side, man, until as the religious folks stand up and the gay folks stand up, until the biker folks stand up together and have put up the same fight against what's going on for pipes, helmets, everything, and they make that strong, strong standing, it's going to be difficult. Because you're going to have those people who think that's cool. And then you're going to have those people that don't care. They're just going to say, oh, the law changed. I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, I don't know, man. You know, it's like anything else, you know. It's like the TV, man. If it's something that offends you, you can turn the channel. If it's something
right.
where you're at, you can leave. You know? Because they have
right.
just much right to be there as you do.
It's definitely, we're in, you know, every day that goes by, you know, it's getting more and more amazing that the craziness that we're all living through in our own country and in the world in general, but especially the United States of America, you know, with them taking the military down like they are right now, I'm really disappointed. I think, you know, it's just another, wow, it's just amazing to me. The greatest nation in the world, the strongest military in the world is about to become, I don't know what you want to say, just complacent. There's not going to be enough to go around.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I told you, man, you know, some of these ships, they're gonna be, you know, like those mini destroyers, and then they got that one now where it only takes 110 people to operate the ship instead of 300 and something.
Yeah.
I got Hermes in the chat room, man. I told him to call in. He said he'd rather just listen. Well, I called him a chicken. He's sitting on the side clucking.
Hermes is a busy man with all kinds of stuff on his plate. I'm sure he's hanging out.
Yeah. He said he wanted to screw around in the chat room, so I don't know who he's gonna screw around with. I'm too busy multitasking right now. But, yeah, it's just, you know, it's, I don't know what to say, man. You know, it's beyond belief right now. This fucking change that we were promised is no change at all.
Well, I mean,
you know?
I think they're pulling out of Iraq just because there was a deadline set and he's trying to honor it. I don't think there's anything happening anymore that is done because of everything.
We could stay in Iraq for another 10 fucking years and never win that war.
No, you know, it's an unwinnable war. There's no doubt about that. The real truth behind all that stuff going on over there, a lot of the reasons why, you know, this is my opinion, but I think a lot of the reasons why that those countries, Afghanistan and Iraq, are suffering from not having all these years of not having proper trained personnel, because we have tens and tens and tens of thousands of private security contractors over there, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And those guys are doing the job. And when you've got tens and you've got 40,000 private security contractors doing the most important security jobs in Afghanistan, and they're getting anywhere from $150,000 to $300,000 a year tax-free, and you take those numbers and you take who's paying for that and where that money's coming from, they're not training the troops. The troops over there that they're trying to train, the actual local Afghanis and the Iranians, those cats, man, they're not doing a job because these other guys are in there taking money and getting money, and it's all being subsidized, and it's all kind of going around the horn. I'm not saying that the guys that are over there doing the security stuff aren't getting, of course they're getting killed and they're putting their asses on the line. I'm just saying in the political sense of there's a certain point in time where there's reasons why those things like that don't work, and you have to, you know, hand it back over to what's so-called the police and their own armies, and that's why they don't have a police and an army that can take over, because if we're not doing it with our own military, we have private security in there that's being paid a gazillion dollars to do private security, so they'll never take over properly.
Fuck no. No way. No way. Plus, the only thing I'd like to know is where's all the money from the oil for the last 10 years?
Yeah.
There's enough. I understand there's enough in there that would pay our fucking national debt back to the Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
With interest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to do this, but I got to do it, because if I don't, I'm going to fucking piss in the chair here. But I'm going to play a song. And this one's by Baker. I'm not going to say which one it is. I'm just going to play it, and I'll be right back. Hold on.
Cool.
Thank you.
Charlie Baker. That was Charlie Baker. A little technical error on my part there. Kind of hard to multitask. But you can check him out at BakerStock.com.
Okay.
And I think I have a I got a couple of CDs left. All right, we'll have to meet for coffee, and I'll give you one.
Oh, okay. Sounds great.
Yeah, he's got some real good tunes on there. And for Hermits, I don't know where Chuck is. He didn't call you, and he didn't call me. So we'll see what's up. But Charlie hung up. I was going to let – oh, he's back. Charlie.
Yo.
Hey, man, tell people where you can get this. I put it up in the chat, but tell them where you – tell them your sites, man. So give yourself a call, dude.
It's on iTunes, man, and you can get it at BakerSongs.com. That's my two favorite spots, iTunes and
okay.
BakerSongs.com.
Okay.
Well, my favorite spot is Post Highway and Pure View Way right now, usually on Friday, 8 to 2. And,
that would be my favorite spot, too, if I was right there.
Yeah. It's I got a meeting this weekend with one of the guys to see how about next Thursday. So next Thursday, I'm not going to say where, but we might be somewhere next Thursday for sure.
That would be a blast. My stuff's actually available digitally worldwide on any digital release, but the best place to look is iTunes or my website, BakerSongs.com. And I hope you get that the gig next Thursday, man, because I think that'll really – I think it's a great idea to go out there and be with a live audience around, man. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that way I can call them out when they tell me, yeah, we'll be there. Come here, man. Tell everybody your name.
Well, but still, man, it'll just grow anyway. It'll take a few times of doing it to get it to go. And I know I did one live broadcast for Biker Lowdown once. It just happened to coincide with a Wednesday gig that I had. And I know that the folks were like, it was really, you know, it really happened. You know, everybody was into it. So it was cool. I think it would be cool no matter where you did it. People would realize what's going on.
Yeah. You know, it's like Hermes is in the chat room now where he's talking about his cool country, 9:40 a.m., I told him to call in so he can give it a plug. So, you know, if we push him a little bit, maybe he'll stop dialing the keys on the chat room and call in.
He should do it, man. Cool country is a good thing for Hermes, man. That's a great thing. Hermes also is now the reporter for New York Rider magazine going to Sonny Barger book signing up there on August the 28th.
That's
very,
right.
Very, very cool. He just got picked up for that, so that's very cool.
Hermes, my live broadcast is going to be from a bar called the Firewater Saloon downtown. It's the most protected bar in the city. On any given time after I show up, within 15 minutes, you've got 6 to 7 cars with one to two guys in each car.
There's absolutely no doubt, man, that it would be very cool to have the live broadcast, I'm telling you, man. I just know that it would go over, like, greatness. It might take a time or two for it to catch on, but once it caught on, and if you got your computer open where people can, you know, you put that away from you, because you know, when I did it, you know, I don't know what the technology is for you. I had to walk away from the computer and use the phone and had the computer over here, but we ran it through a PA system, and the whole entire place heard, you know, everything through the band system. We ran it through, so we had to. But as far as like emceeing it, we had to be way away from that, of course, because you get all that double feedback. But it worked out great, and
people
were very receptive.
The only thing I have to worry about is working it out with the DJ, man.
Yeah, that's the way to go. If you can run that thing through the DJ, man, and if you have to set outside or something to get away from the speakers so you can talk. It doesn't matter because the folks are going to be digging it, you know.
Yeah, I mean it's like I said in the beginning when we talked about this. If I can get the first night, I get 50 guys, you know. And okay, we're going to do it next week. I was thinking about okay, if we have a wet T-shirt contest, you know, sometime during the show. You follow me on that one?
Yep, I'm listening.
Hey, the crowd's gonna come.
Oh yeah.
You know? It would be there. I wouldn't do it at the beginning. I'd do it maybe in the last half hour, 45 minutes, because we wouldn't be able to talk about nothing except boobs and, you know, women.
Right, and that's the perfect thing.
Yeah, I know it is, but, you know, it's not going to help with getting the word out. So if I...
No. I'm saying it's the perfect thing to do something like that and put that up on your website and post the winners and... You know, and everything, and just be, you know, kind of broaden it out just a little bit, you know, and that's really cool. I mean, I think it would go over really well.
Yeah, and you know, my favorite companion, my buddy, my guy who's having all these problems at home and stuff, and you know, the people that have passed on, you know, you know, he's just at his rope's end. I'm talking about Bill. But when he's at the shop, you know, he's in his own little world. I think, Art, you know what I'm talking about there.
Oh, yeah.
And, right.
You know, and he's meeting people all day long, and people are going to see him and with condolences and stuff. But if he said he'd be back in a couple of weeks. I don't know. It might be 2-3. We'll see. But in the meantime, you know, I'm plugging away here. We're doing our thing, and Hermit just typed in, why can't we see the wet T-shirts on the radio or the computer? Well, that's, Hermit, you're going to get, if I get this the way I'm negotiating it right now, you'll see everything. You'll see the people, you'll see the cops, you'll see everybody.
That's awesome right there, and you should do one from the shop sometime, too.
Well, yeah, we're working on that. You know, it's just that I had all these ideas, you know. Bill and I sat down, we got all these ideas, and it's just we put the pen to the paper, now it's putting it in action, but then all that other stuff in his personal life, put it by the wayside.
Right.
You know? So, basically, two heads are better than one. And... you can tell from when I do the show, sometimes they drag, sometimes they don't. Like, sometimes they breeze. Like, right now, we're breezing, you know? But once
right.
I get all the negotiations done, you know, like, the same thing with that History Channel gig. Those guys, I understand they did it yesterday. Now, I haven't
cool.
seen anything. I haven't heard anything. But I heard from somebody that they did it. So that guy's supposed to call me back, and they want to interview... some old-time bikers. Bill is your old-time biker, man. From the mid-60s
cool.
on up. You know, so
yeah.
I got that deal going. I got the other deal going with the bar. I got the only thing that is holding back from the bar. There's going to be no legal issues because I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not going to be filming people that shouldn't be there or whatever because it's a public place. And the outside is public. So if they happen to drive by and you guys see them on the camera, it's because it's public. We're still, you know, I don't even have to tell them they're being filmed. They're driving by. We're taking a street shot. You know? So it's just like I said, it's getting all the kinks out, and I'd rather have all the kinks out than do one show and have to start over.
I hear you.
You know?
That's right. That's the way you got to go, man. You got to roll the right way.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's just, you know, like Hermes does his all his media stuff, and I'll have questions for him down the road on the filming issues on how to do it because I have a camera with a tripod, so I have no problem. It's like a news reporter camera, so I have no problem doing that. I know how to use it and everything. It's just, like I said, it's just getting... You know, do I need an MC or my own MC? Am I trying to run the show, do the MC, you know, all that shit at the same time? You know, it's like if I have the wet T-shirt contest, I'm sure if I put out an action alert to have judges, Art would be the first one in line.
Well, next Thursday I'm going to have a problem. I have my MMA meeting.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, but see, I got Saturday, I got a meeting, and then I'll have everything probably by Saturday night. I'll know what's going on for sure.
Okay.
And then if we can get the deal with the wet t-shirt contest going, we'll see what happens. But it all depends on what happens with the owners of the bar.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Good. You know, I remember when I was a kid and they changed the law in Chicago where you could go drink at 19. And I went with my dad. I took him to a wet t-shirt contest, and he just happened to get picked as the judge. He was happier than the Waltons at Christmas. So my mom found out and chewed my ass for taking him there. But
yeah, I remember when they changed that law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you remember. Hey, Art. Hermes has a question for you. He'd like to know a little more about the MMA.
Okay, this is not the martial arts one. This is the Modified Motorcycle Association of California. It's been around for just short of 30 years now. It was here before Abate, and in fact, Abate was kind of an off branch of people that weren't satisfied, and they formed their own group called Abate. So we've been fighting for the rights for quite a while.
Very cool.
Yeah, I guess Herman thought we knew boxers, cage fighters. I know some of them too, but. Yeah, my friend Todd Cheney has a gym. It's called Blackline in Carlsbad, and they train. He's got a couple of guys. I guess one guy's a heavyweight champ, but they train over there. And they don't train with new shit. They train old school stuff with the big tires and all that shit. A lot of sweating. There's some good guys over there, but I don't. You know. I'm like excited about this bar gig, but it, you know, I just feel that something's gonna happen. I got something, you know, something's bugging me in the back of my mind, and I can't pinpoint it yet. You know, they might come in and try and shut me down. Who knows? That's why I'm trying to. I want to make sure before I say we're on that I'll be able to be on with no problem.
I don't think they'll shut you down, man. I don't, you know, it's just, I think you'll find an audience pretty quickly if you get somebody to let you do it, use the facility, you'll be surprised.
Yeah, you know, like bike nights at the bars, you know, there's some real sharp places in Carlsbad, you know. What do you think about a bike night at Hennessy's, Art?
At where?
Hennessy's.
That'd work.
Right across the street from the post office over there.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just I gotta get all the ducks in line first, and then you know
like
I was talking about the same thing with the Sons of Anarchy, Charlie. I tell you that stuff on the side, you know.
Right.
But that's coming up too. That's supposed to start taking place on the 27th of this month. And they're done filming in Ireland and stuff. Rusty's over there right now in England doing the Bulldog Bash. And I guess according to the chat I saw last week with Hermes, that Izzy and them are going to be in New Rock. They're coming over from England. So that should be a good time for all over there.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be a great place to be, man. It's going to be a great time. I'm glad Hermes got the gig with New York Rider, and I wish I was going to make it up there, but it don't look like that's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to send Hermes an email now. You need to call in. You can't plug it in the chat room. No, he wants me. He says in the chat. He says Izzy will be here. I know she's gonna be there, Hermes. But you might want to just pick up the phone and like you did for me last week and plug it, man.
Uh-huh.
What about?
Yeah.
Anything
it's
else?
A great one, man. That's going to be a unique time, man. It's, you know, you never know when you're going to see that crowd of people together again. That's a tough, you know, it's a
exactly.
unique time. So.
Exactly. I mean, when Sonny's in town, I'm closer to Sonny than you guys. You know, Art and I are closer to Sonny than you guys on the East Coast and the Midwest. But it's kind of hard to get to talk to him.
Yep.
You know,
Sonya and I were both looking for an opportunity to meet up with Izzy and everything, and it's just not going to happen. So
yeah.
For us this time, it doesn't look like it is anyway, and it's a shame. We really wish we could make that happen.
Yeah. Hermes just called in, man. Let me get him on. Hermes.
All right, go ahead.
Hermes.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
Not bad for an old man. I was just laying low over here. I wanted to play around in a little bit in the chat room. I never get the chance to play around there, but, yeah, you know, I'll tell you, it's going to be exciting. The book signing is going to be very exciting with Izzy coming in. Going to meet up with a lot of people that
you know, she's looking. You know, she'll be looking for Chuck. You know that, right?
She'll be looking for Chuck. Well,
yeah,
Chuck,
she's looking for a T-shirt.
Hey, Chuck needs to get his head up out of the ground. He's like a what do you call those woodchucks? He's been hiding under the ground. He's got to come up out of there.
Yeah,
and I actually called him a little while ago, and I got his machine. I left him a message. But I was going to ask Chuck if he's going to go down there because last I heard. He was going to go down, but I haven't heard anything for a while since then. I don't know if his plans have changed or not, but I'll certainly
be there. Yeah, I talk to Winnie every once in a while on my Facebook and stuff, but I talked to him for like 30 seconds last week, and then he was going to call me back, and it didn't materialize. So, I don't know if he's in trouble or what. Can't get, you know,
well,
can't help him if you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's the truth, brother. That's the truth. But we're rocking and rolling still on this end, and looking forward to getting a great interview down there. Going to do some interviews, a few of them, especially get one from the man himself, Sonny, for the, as was mentioned already, for the New York Writer Magazine, Carmella Brown's New York Writer Magazine.
Right.
And also for my TV show, over here in Massachusetts. And although
go for it, man.
You guys and girls out there can't see it in Massachusetts or Nashville or anywhere else, you can see it on my website. And when I put it up there, I'll let everybody know it's up there. You can get to my website and see it right on the website. So whatever footage I do end up getting there and whatever I'm allowed to videotape and use will be up on the website as soon as I'm done editing it.
Yeah, Hermes, I'm going to give you a little piece of advice.
Yeah.
Make sure you ask questions before you name that camera.
Oh, no. I didn't get to be 58 years old by learning as I went along.
I'm just telling you, man. Just make sure.
I learned all about dotting the I's and crossing the T's when I was in reform school many, many years ago.
Uh-huh.
That's a long time ago.
And
actually, I've been honored to have been able to... Oh, it's never changed. That process never changes. People do. People
exactly.
change, and people think that they can subvert and go around the process and go around proper protocol, but you know, those people that try that, they learn that they can't, you know.
Yeah, they call that a tune-up.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're dumb enough to do things on your own without, you know, seeking any guidance or asking any questions, then you know you've got to be made aware of the rules of the game, you know. So
exactly.
Yeah.
What about did Cool Country, did they go on, are they on the internet yet? Can you stream or no?
No, not yet. We're working on that. When I get that done, my show will be the only one there streaming online. They don't stream online at all. So this my show will actually put them on, bring them up into this century or decade, whatever you want to call it, as far as the streaming thing. None of that takes place there. They have an established area of listeners, and, you know, they've lived with that comfortably for many, many years. You know, after we discussed my show going over there, you know, it was discussed early on right away about, you know, streaming it because, you know, I have listeners on my internet show, but I want to be able to keep the people that I have listening on the internet show, those that, you know, that can get up and, incidentally, when I do my show live on Sunday mornings, that'd be a perfect time for the people like in London and those areas to listen to because it's a five-hour time difference ahead.
Right.
So they'd be actually listening in the early afternoon. You know?
Right.
So that'd be perfect, yeah. So, no, we're working along those lines, and it's just a matter of, you know, getting everything done right because, you know, it's my show and it's – you know, I'm going to be the one that's going to have to provide for the services to put it together. So I want to make sure that, you know, if I'm going ahead and doing this, that I get everything I need to be getting in return from the station, you know.
Right.
So it seems like it's going in the right direction anyway. So, you know, it's a positive.
I'm waiting on Fox Television right now for to go ahead with the Wounded Rusty's band Attica. And Rusty, at his shop, he built a bike for the Wounded Warriors Foundation. And the bike came out really nice, man. But I can't put any of the pictures up till Fox TV does their thing. FX TV does their thing, rather.
Great. As soon as those pictures are released, let me know. I'd like to get a picture. I did a video project for the Wounded Warrior Project a couple of years back with the New York City boxing team. And they came into Massachusetts and fought against state troopers and prison guards and all of that, and I videotaped all of that for them. That's a great cause.
You got a copy. I sent you a copy of that video. What did you think of it?
I like the way the video's done. The music is a little different than what I'm accustomed to listening to, but it was very well done. I stayed with it. I watched it and heard the whole thing, and the band's a good band. It's just not the kind of music that I don't turn that on as a rule. But you sent it, and I said, let me check this out, and I'll tell you something. And I saw the names at the end.
Right.
The names are not familiar to me with the video crew, but they did an excellent job on that video. The camera people and the editing did an excellent job.
Yeah, when they were going through the alley, there was 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, that crew that they had, doing that, putting that together, they did an excellent job. There's a lot of work to that. Most people don't realize how much work that is.
Yeah. It took about 6 weeks. A lot of stuff ended up on the floor, but what came out was perfect.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Most people don't realize. They don't have a clue what goes into editing a project.
Yeah.
I just did a friend of mine a favor and videotaped his daughter's sixth birthday, a six-year-old birthday party, all right? And I went and shot it. Of course, I was there for like 4 hours, almost 4.5 hours. So there's 4.5 hours that you're there. There's 4.5 hours of real time to get that into my editing machine. So there's 8-9 hours. And then I got the finished product was about 28 minutes long, and I've got about 48 to 49 hours of editing into that thing. And people won't realize, but when he sees this, I gave it to him today. When he sees this thing, he's going to freak out. He's going to like, what is this? But, you know, people just don't realize what kind of work. I mean, you could just put shit together and slap some shit together, and it would look like shit. But if you want something to look good, you got to put time and effort in it. Yeah.
Yeah, because basically what you're doing is you're putting yourself out there, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
It was just funny. I found myself doing a kid's birthday party with like what's her name there? The princess, the Walt Disney princess there. You know, that was kind of funny for me, but you know, I enjoyed it. You know.
Well, yeah, because you know, a lot of things we do for the kids, man. People don't understand that. They think that
I had fun. I had fun doing it.
A bunch of uptight assholes that do their own thing and they always fight the law, but they don't. Don't know. They don't know what goes on the other side, man. That we have kids and shit too with disabilities.
Oh yeah,
I got a niece that's I got a niece that's 22 years old that just found out she has a brain tumor, you know?
Yeah, how's she doing? I mean, you mentioned that before. How's it can't look too good, but has she gotten any worse? Is she better or same?
No, not any pain yet, but it's just that they have to, when they go in there, you know about that stuff with cancer, and mm-hmm. when you go in there, you have to be so precise, because she could end mm-hmm. end up blind or retarded, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
This kid's
yeah.
never done nothing to nobody in her life, man. Nobody.
Yeah.
You know, it's always you know, it's always the good ones that get the shit on.
No, it seems like that. It really does. Even though I don't want that to be true, it always seems like that.
Mm-hmm. How's Georgie doing?
Georgie's not doing any better. I was thinking that as soon as you mentioned that. He's not doing any better. You know, he's just hanging in there as best he can. I mean, he's lost so much weight. He didn't have the weight to lose to begin with, and he's just lost so much weight that, you know, it's sad watching my friend go through that. It's sad watching anybody go through
yeah.
that, but especially when there's someone close to you that you love, then
yeah.
then it becomes really, you know, it becomes difficult.
Yeah, you know, if I went to the doctor tomorrow and they told me that was going to happen to me, you'd see the greatest motorcycle chase in San Diego history.
Why? You just go somewhere and enjoy yourself. You know? Don't
That's
give them any enjoyment.
I wouldn't give them any enjoyment. They'd have to catch
yeah.
me, Herman. That would be my enjoyment. Because I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't let them take me. I'd go out the way I want to go out.
I hear you.
I'd rather go out that way than sitting, lay in a bed or sitting in a chair with a tube hook out.
Hey, whose killer dog is that?
That's mine.
That's our dog.
I love it. What kind of dog is that?
That's a dachshund. Little girl I got. She's about 5 months old.
That's cool. That's cool. Now, see, you know something? You know, Phil, you got to get yourself a dog like that.
No, man, I got a pit bull.
Man, the hell with them pit bulls, man. A little dog like that, Dan, that dog can be fun. He's funny, he's cute, and he's not going to bite anybody's face off. You can enjoy a dog like that.
You haven't seen my pit bull, man.
Yeah.
I've seen plenty. Yeah, I know, but this one, you come over the fence, it's on. But other than that,
yeah.
Don't sit right here at my feet. Won't say a word.
Yeah.
It also lets me know what's going on around the house.
I hear you.
Best alarm. Well,
listen,
best alarm.
Philip, I'm going to run, brother. I want to thank you for letting me call in and eat up some of your time. I know that, you know, you got a show here every Thursday, and I can't join you every Thursday. It's a very busy time for me, but I enjoy doing it whenever I can. And
I appreciate it very much. In fact, you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to close this out with a song by Barker Joe
yep.
Warren.
Oh, good. I like that. I like that.
Dedicate this
one
to the ATF and the Biker Task Force.
Have
you guys
a good night, guys.
All right. Good night, guys.
All right.
Good night,
take care.
All right.
Restore all the kids look at me like they thought I was Santa Claus, and their mamas don't like it, so they turn the shopping carts around. Mama shoots me a dirty look, she thinks I'm just a greasy rebel without a cause, but it's fear that mostly makes them people put us down. But I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you. That's right. I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. And I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you. In the restaurant, the maitre d' gets nervous cause I ain't got on a tie. But who'd ever thought a hairy-ass biker would drink French wine? I just finish off the steak and I have a glass of brandy and a slice of apple pie. Then I leave the biggest tip that the waiter's seen all night. Still I like to ride big motorcycles and I like to eat pussy too. And I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you. Bother me none if the public thinks we're the scourge of society. I know a lot of little poor kids that don't see things your way. Cause on Christmas Day, they got a full belly and a teddy bear under the tree. They know Santa wears leather and he rides a two-wheel sleigh. Still I like to ride big motorcycles, and I love the little children's too. Your opinion of me don't amount to shit, if you don't like it, fuck you. You heard me, that's right. I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. Sing. And I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, all right, y'all sing along this time now. And I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. I like to empty my 44 and Boy George, and if he don't like it, fuck him too.
Greasy faggot.
Yeah, I'm sure Boy George will appreciate that one.